From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. Women are running for office in record numbers in legislative races in New York this year. The names of 105 women will appear on major party lines for 213 seats in the state legislature, a 22% increase from the 86 who ran in 2016 and significantly more than the 91 who ran in 2006. The increase has been notable among Democrats. The party's 196 legislative candidates include 80 women, an increase from 62 years ago. In the state Senate, 44% of the Democratic candidates are women, the closest any legislative conference in state history has come to creating a ticket with an even gender balance. Among Republicans, the number of female candidates decreased from 26 to 25. This year, 13 of the 99 GOP candidates for assembly seats are women. The mobilization of women is likely to have an impact on the priorities of state government. Assemblymember Nilly Rozek, a Queens Democrat and the youngest woman ever elected to the Assembly, said, and I quote, "There's a direct correlation between women candidates who run and the issues that are discussed and advocated for. Things like the Reproductive Health Act and pay equity will be more prevalent in campaigns if there are women candidates talking about it," end quote. The number of women running for office in New York this year mirrors a national trend, particularly on the Democratic line. The trend appears to be driven in part by a frustration with the federal government. Read the full story at politico.com. New York has been ranked the best state for teachers nationwide by the personal finance website WalletHub. The state ranked first overall, second for spending per student, fourth for teachers' income growth potential, and fifth for average teacher salary. The report, released September 24th, ranked New York, Connecticut, Minnesota, Illinois, and North Dakota as the top states where teachers are fairly paid and treated based on 22 key indicators of teacher friendliness. The five worst states for teachers: Hawaii, Arizona, North Carolina, Louisiana, and Florida. A link to the full report can be found on the newsroom page at WGXC.org. Ken Lovette is reporting for the Daily News. Gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro has created a website for state workers who wish to report wrongdoing within the Cuomo administration. The Tivoli Republican said he created CuomoLeaks.com after receiving tips on various issues from whistleblowers afraid to come forward for fear of retribution from the governor and his aides. Molinari said that includes information related to the opening of the second span of the Tappan Zee Bridge just days before the Democratic gubernatorial primary. On the site, tipsters have an option of remaining anonymous. They can also upload supporting documents. Cuomo spokeswoman Liz Smith called Molinaro's website, and I quote, "the latest desperate gimmick," end quote, from Molinaro's, and I quote, "flailing campaign," end quote. John Campbell is reporting for Loud.com. Molinaro may have his own ethics problem. According to a pair of television advertisements unveiled by the Cuomo campaign last week, the employment of Molinaro's wife, Connie Adams, by Tinkleman Brothers Development Corp. was part of a pay-to-play scheme involving tax breaks handed down by the Dutchess County Industrial Development Agency, contributions to Molinaro's campaign, and Adams' employment. Molinaro responded, saying his wife, and I quote, "earned her way of this world," end quote, and accused Cuomo of, and I quote, "being born on third base and attempting to convince everyone he hit a triple," end quote. According to Campbell, the issue is likely to remain a talking point in Cuomo's campaign through the November 6 election. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting Ulster County Sheriff's deputies are now wearing body cameras. The agency previously deployed dashboard cameras in patrol vehicles. The body cam program began August 20th and is now fully operational, the official reported. They record interactions with the public in addition to the dash cams in each patrol vehicle. The black body cams are worn on the chest of the outermost clothing of each deputy and measure 3 inches by 2 inches. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.